This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Purdy, and knocked down. Austin Booker off that line of scrimmage, dropping back at 6'6", has good height.
Here's what I think about Book. You know, I think he's got some pass rush value for us. And the thing about him, he's tough, he's gritty, he fights. He's a little undersized, you know, so there's some times where, just from a size, strength, power matchup, you know, that it's not advantageous to him, and yet he fights them and he plays extremely hard. And so those are, you know, that's a good starting point for us.
It's Dennis Allen talking about Austin Booker. And we're asking the question, are we underrating this Bears defense just because they don't look dominant? Just because they're giving up? I mean, the Niners are one of the most prolific offenses in the NFC. So it's not like they gave up 42 points to a bum squad, right? I think the defense itself, listen, the Bears will win games even if the defense doesn't get turnovers. So be very clear about that. And it obviously has a lot to do with what happens on the offensive side of the ball. But the way they play as a unit, and I'm not talking about just the defense, both sides of the ball, they lean on one another. It was unfortunate when the Bears took the lead 38-35 against the Niners that the defense couldn't hold on to the lead. They had themselves in a 3rd and 6. The Niners did. 3rd and 6, the defense couldn't stop. I think they got a penalty there. Had a couple of those where they just kind of ran into it. But, I mean, when you're dealing with Christian McCaffrey, right, Kyle Shanahan offense that's been in place for some time, Brock Purdy, the tactician, it's tough. And when you have a defense built on takeaways, people are going to say that. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Bears are going to win even without the takeaways. The defense is going to play well even without creating takeaways because they're getting healthier. There's so many things that point in that direction of why you feel like the Bears, you know, can perform well. We know they're a turnover machine, as we said. They got, you know, they're at the top of the league in that. They're an opportunistic team, but what, 22 picks, 8 fumbles? Whew. Whew. And it's more about the threat of the turnover that that allows the defense to play at such a high level, right? Because people are assuming, okay, well, I got to make the cleaner throw. I can't just throw it into traffic. I can't just throw it to my wide receiver to just go up and get it. All the explosive plays we've seen throughout the season, they've been over the top, over Nashawn Wright, over Tyreek Stevenson. You know, if you're looking at Jaquan Brisker or Kevin Byard getting beat, that's when it is. It's never somebody mossing the Bears defenders in those situations.
I mean, how does it change the game plan for teams when they face the Bears, knowing that they have all the takeaways? Like, there might be stuff that is adjusted even prior to stepping on the field in how you play the Chicago Bears because of those takeaways, and that's kind of the impact of that. Going back to that 49ers game also, like, there's a lot that you can't take away from it in terms of positive.
Yeah, tell me more.
But here's a positive for you. I mean, they forced San Francisco to punt twice. The 49ers had not
That's so true.
Punted entering the game since November. They went almost a month. And that's how good the 49ers are. So, like, yeah, they ran all over the Bears. They did whatever they want against Chicago's defense in that game. But they've been doing that to a lot of teams lately because of how dominant and just the offensive mind of Kyle Shanahan, what he's able to draw up play-wise.
I look at the teams that are in the playoffs, or they're still, you know, obviously going to be in the playoffs. Like, if you go back, I also watched the Rams versus the Falcons. Went back and watched that again.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, a ton of interceptions.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so teams are susceptible to turning over the rock. The Bears put – Dennis Allen does a great job of putting the Bears in situations where quarterbacks have to make tough decisions. And you've seen it, right? When it comes to forcing pressure – the Bears' pass rush win rate is 28%, 32nd in the league. Terrible, right? But what does elite look like? The Browns got a 47% pass rush win rate. Vikings, 46% pass rush win rate. So there's room to grow, but when you got guys like Montez Sweat, 9.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. We mentioned earlier Javon Dexter with 5 sacks, Austin Booker with 4.5. You have to be opportunistic in those moments, and that's where the D has to step up. But being healthy plays a big role, where you can lean on each other, right? Jalen Johnson being out hurts the Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. right? When you're talking about the pressure, Brock Purdy had a clean pocket. Jesus, what felt like 90% of the time.
All game.
Just drop back. I have time, and I'm going to just wait for my guy to be wide open. But again, when you're talking about the other teams in the league, Jordan Love is prone to making mistakes as well, right? He didn't have, I think he hadn't thrown an interception for quite a while, but then did against the Bears in that game.
Yep.
I mean, this is what, but I think Ruthie Polinsky was talking about this earlier today with Rami Makhlouf, where, you know, the Bears make good teams turn the ball over. It's not that they're just getting turnovers against bad teams. You saw it against the 49ers with the pick six. I mean, they find themselves in that predicament. But there's other, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, for me, why you should feel confident about this Bears defense, not only Sunday but heading into the playoffs. One, they're getting healthier. You're not playing this weird rotation of who's healthy on the from the DBs. Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard being healthy all year, geez, what a blessing that has been for the team. You get T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds back now healthy, and then when you're looking at the defensive line, listen. Grady Jarrett wants to play better now that he's in this playoff race with a healthy defense. It's just a matter of putting it together and keeping teams. Like, what would you say is like a number? Let's think of an arbitrary number, Kate, where if the Bears can keep, not just the Lions, but any team for that matter. Like, if the Bears can keep a team to X, then they will win because Caleb and the squad can get that done.
24? Under 30? I mean, the Bears are going to score, what, 27 a game? Maybe 21's more realistic. You give him 3 touchdowns. Is that too high for you?
No, I love to. Listen, 24 sounds right. I always like to think of offense in the NFL in phases of 10, right? So mm-hmm. if you give the Bears the ball 10 times, you give the Lions the ball 10 times. Like, I need to know how many times the Bears, in my mind, I'm trying to think. I'm always calculating. All right, so the Bears should put up points 7 of those 10. Right, so you need to stop the Lions from getting to that point. So if you got 4 scores, 3 tutties, and a field goal, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That's in that range that you need to be. It's just you can't be – it's tough when you're a bend-don't-break defense, right? And that's what Dennis Allen has with his team, where they want to put pressure when you're in third and long, but for the majority of the game, it's letting them win in front of you and trying not to stop them over the top. That's why the explosive plays hurt so much. 708 says, I think we're overreacting to one game by defense against the hot Niners squad. Not saying they're not great, but they're not terrible either. They've been good enough for 11 wins.
I mean, that's a good point. They have been. You don't win football games by having a great offense and a terrible defense. You need a balance of at least good on both sides of the ball, right? And there are some points, I mean, especially at home. The Bears' defense at home has been really good this year, averaging fewer points allowed per game. I mean, their opponent third down conversion percentage on the season has not been all that great. They're bottom half of the league, I believe 19th, but at home, they're top 10. I mean, 36% there. They're top 10 in fourth down conversion, opponent fourth down conversion rate at home. Well, having the number 2 seed, you're at home, Gabe.
That makes a big difference in that situation. I get it. I mean, I'm trying to think of, you know, what are the, what, What are things, when I watch opposing teams, right, what makes the defense better? Like, what are the tangible, you know, statistically significant variables that you can point to? I think that when the Bears have been the beneficiary of some good defense, it's because it's just purely bad quarterback play. I think we've seen a lot of that. The Bears have seen a lot of bad quarterback play where, you know, third and six, it's a drop, or third and six, it's a, you know, an overthrow. And there's been pass deflections. I wonder where the Bears rank in pass deflections on the season, because I feel like they've had their fair share of those.
Think that would be closer to the top.
Right? I think that's what I'm saying. So, like, what am I seeing? It's pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, we know mm-hmm. that, which is the Bears rank last in the league in that. Pressure up the middle. I'm trying to think. What are the Bears missing?
I mean, kind of like setting the edge too. They've gotten burned a lot by not being able to do that. I mean, against the 49ers, that was huge. And again, granted, 49ers.
You know what it is, Kate? I'm such a homer that I am like, Bears defense isn't that bad.
Nah.
And then you know, you watch the game and you're like, Jesus, there's no pressure here whatsoever. And so you feel like you're losing in that rate. Look at explosive plays. The Bears, fifth in the league, giving up 9 40-yard plays. I mean, that's where the differences come in, right? When you're talking about a defense, it's those explosive plays that kill you. And then when you're talking about plays of 20 or more, third in the league, the Bears are giving up 57. Third worst in the league, 57. Only the Bengals and the Ravens have given up more 20-yard plays.
And how do people talk about the Bengals and the Ravens defense, Gabe?
As of late, they've been struggling.
I mean, the Bengals defense has been the worst in the league, arguably, the last couple seasons. Like, you don't want to be in the same company as the Bengals
Not
defense.
At all. The Bears are third worst in the league in touchdowns given up. They've given up 31 touchdowns on the season. I mean, that's just... Listen, you know they're giving up a lot of points, but damn...
Yeah, the deeper we dive into some of these stats, the harder it is to be positive about this defense.
You were right about the pass breakup, so the Bears lead league in 69.
See?
So
there you go.
How many do they have?
69.
Oh, making sure it wasn't 67. I was talking about that.
Oh, God, no 67s.
But we left that in 2025,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that's over.
Completion percentage, seventh worst in the league, allowing just almost 67% completion percentage. I mean, that's damning when you think about it. Mm-hmm. So completion percentage, you're talking about pressure in the pocket. Got to get more of that. That we do know. They've allowed a ton of touchdowns where we're talking about this bend, don't break mentality, which sucks because you're thinking that they're not breaking, but ultimately they end up, oh, man.
They end up breaking. Their run defense, I mean, they're 29th, allowing five yards per pop on the ground.
But we're doing positive, right? That's what we said. We're trying our best. We're doing positive.
That was the goal, but I don't...
I'm trying to give you guys reasons why the Bears' defense will be good against the Lions.
One thing that they do is, like you were talking about, they give up a lot of big plays, but when the Bears do shorten the field and get into the red zone, the numbers don't show it necessarily, but they do tighten up. And especially on fourth down, you've seen a lot of the... I mean, the Bears, I think, are a top 10 team on fourth down, nearly 83%, something like that. So, I mean, when they can shorten the field and they aren't giving up the big plays... They do make some plays. They do make some stops. The Bears have had a number of goal line stops this year, but it's not been as consistent, right?
It's tough because, you know, the Bears have won in different ways this season.
Right,
they have. That we can agree on. And, you know, the one way that we don't want them to lean is outscoring an opponent. Like, I don't want – somebody said it, I forgot who it was, when they were watching the game, they said, the Bears are in a shootout. This is weird. And – that they were, and I don't know if they're going to win too many games. I don't think the offense is ready just yet to win shootouts against opposing teams. So that's where, you know, I want to be able to win a game without turnovers. So you're asking yourself, what does that look like against the Lions? It's very simple, right? You know Jared Goff wants to get the ball out quick. Mm-hmm. So C.D. Gardner-Johnson, you've been getting lit up on man coverage, right? So it's playing a little bit better there from the slot. When you're looking at the linebackers, which I feel like TJ Edwards does such a good job. I was down on him his first season here, but then you realize when you've seen the replacements come in, Noah Sewell, Ruben Hippolyte, like there is a drop off from TJ Edwards in terms of the impact he makes on a game. So, I mean, somebody else checks in, and let's not talk about all the loss of yards on penalties the Bears have been cursed with. Whether you're talking about pass interference, just personal fouls, hits on roughing the quarterback.
That was a lot of those were early in the season, though.
They just had it against Purdy and Jordan Love.
I'm trying to be positive here, Gabe.
I'm trying to be positive too. I'm realizing it's harder
really
than
hard.
I thought to be positive about this Bears defense. It is really hard.
It also feels like Dennis Allen has kind of tried to deflect that in some of his press conferences too. Like, for as transparent as Ben Johnson's been on his mistakes or where this team needs to learn and grow, like, I wish we could hear more from Dennis Allen on the specific points that he wants to improve, because he just kind of generalizes the whole defense as, you know, needing to improve versus the pinpointing of where that action actually comes.
I'm looking at receiving. I'm trying to think what the Bears do particularly poorly, right? Because it's not receiving yards. They've given up a ton of rushing yards.
Yeah, it's on the ground.
So it's on
a
the
lot.
Ground, right? It's on the ground, and it goes back to that defensive line, right? Where you're not causing pressure, nor are you stopping the run. Bears giving up the fifth most rushing yards in the league, behind some pretty bad teams: the Bengals, the Commanders, the Giants, the Bills, who Saquon just ran all over, and then it's the Bears. So, I mean, yards per carry, they're giving up five yards per carry. I mean, like you mentioned. All right, so the run game. Yeah?
A
little bit of run stopping.
A little run stopping.
A little pressure on Jared Goff, and don't let Jahmyr Gibbs run for 120.
Easy enough.
Is it?
No.
He's really good.
It's not.
Then you go up against, I feel like the Bears have done well against the run in the last couple of games.
And they gave up 100 yards to
Christian McCaffrey, 160?
100 on the ground to McCaffrey in the first half.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey,
that might have been scrimmage yards, but
one of the best running backs in the NFL.
1,000%.
He is way more shifty than I thought.
And he's been way more active in the receiving game this year, too, and shown that he's a dynamic in that aspect as well.
So I thought they did well against Josh Jacobs, even though they put in Emmanuel Wilson, the Green Bay Packers did, midway through that game.
Yep.
And then before the Packers, the Bears played
Cleveland. They allowed 50 yards against
Quinshon
Cleveland.
Junkins didn't do well there. So that's what I'm saying. See, there's some games there. There's some samples you could point to that the Bears are efficient in run stuffing.
I mean, they stopped Philadelphia only 87 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
That's pretty solid for a team that's great.
For Saquon,
And they were hyped up that game. That's the thing. I think that's what I'm trying to say is I think this defense is primed for a next level, where we talk about the offense playing their best football. I think it's the defense as well. This is not only is it you getting healthier, but there is something when you're playing for something, right? When the defense understands, damn, Caleb Williams put up 38 points and we lost. There's like that look in the mirror moment. I think the Bears defense is there. They'd love to have Kyler Gordon, but I think as a whole, like I mentioned, Grady Jarrett, Austin Booker, Montez Sweat has even had some flashing moments. I don't know. Am I wrong? 312-644-6767.
I wonder if you took out the outlier games, like the heavy outlier games, the 49ers.
Like the 52 against the 52 against the Lions.
Alliance, something like that. What is it? Mean median mode, whatever those are, where you can take out the top ends.
And the bottom.
What would the Bears defense look like statistically then?
That's deep dive. Now we're deep diving.
That would be deep diving, which we don't have the time to deep dive right now. But like a lot of what some of these numbers reflect are just the games where the Bears defense has gotten totally burned.
We're just tired of walking through the streets of Chicago and people being like, yeah, but that defense. And so we're trying to put a positive spin on it so that way, you know, you can say Gabe and Kate told you so. When you watch the game on Sunday.
One thing I will say here, looking at these numbers, the Bears do respond after getting lit up. Like that 87 yards against Philadelphia came after they allowed nearly 200 against Pittsburgh. So, I mean, they do respond.
Chip on the shoulder.
All right, so we can expect a good performance on Sunday.
That's the hope. All right, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino. I am Gabe Ramirez. She is Kate Constable. We're filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody today. And quickly, Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. They came out to my house to fix my heat one time. Listen, I lean on all the advertisers here. When you own a house, you're like, shout out to Russ the window guy. Did my windows in my house.
All right, Russ.
Yeah, shout out Russ. Russ was the greatest. If you needed some windows, you got to call up Russ the window guy. And Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, they went to my rental unit. I had some problems and I was like, you need Mitch. Who's our heating and air conditioning? I need and they came out and took care of us. Great work. So make sure you go ahead and check them out. as well. All right. As we continue on the show, we got about 40 minutes with you guys before we hit some transition with Judson and Anthony Heron. We'll be doing that in a little bit. But on the way back, you know, we talked about this defense. We tried to do some positive because that's what we're trying to do today on the show, Kate. Mm-hmm. Positivity is going to prevail here with Gabe and Kate Constable. So a lot of people have been curious about, you know, who the Bears should face. Who's the boogeyman on the other side? Is it the Packers for the third time? Would it be the Rams and their prolific offense with Matthew Stafford? Or is it seeing the Niners again? Maybe the Seahawks, for that matter. But when we come back, Kate is going to tell you why it doesn't matter who the Bears face in the playoffs. But what is her reasoning? Why does she feel that way? We will let you know on the other side. We'll take your phone calls as well, too, about this Bears versus Lions weekend. 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls next. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody right here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The trio is getting you ready for Monday. They are resting, making sure they got a great, great show for you on Monday. Of course, I'm talking about Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. And we're the subs today. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, and you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino. We are going to tell you right now why it doesn't matter who the Bears play in the playoffs. Don't be fooled by not wanting to play Green Bay three times, by thinking the Niners are going to drop another 40 bomb on your head, or that the Rams and Matthew Stafford could just wipe you out of the playoffs. No, Kate Constable is going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you a couple. And we want to hear from you as well. 312-644-6767. And you know who I want to talk to? Sean. Sean's here, is producing today. I want to talk to the biggest meatball. I'm talking about sauced up meatball on the a holiday meatball that wants to tell me why the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. You look concerned.
I am a little concerned.
You don't like a sauced up meatball?
No, I like anything okay. Right now, Kate.
Fair. The pregnant Kate Constable in the building. All right, so tell me, Kate, why you are so confident that the Bears, it doesn't matter who they play in the playoffs.
Well, I think we should be confident in what we've seen throughout the course of the season. You have 11 wins. I think anyone should be confident going into the postseason, 11, potentially 12 here. But, I mean, also matchup-wise, like, the Packers, they're not a good football team right now.
Love that. Right? Say it louder for the people in Milwaukee.
The Packers are not a good football team right now. You want to play the least accomplished team going into the playoffs. And if the Bears can win on Sunday, it's looking like they're going to play the Packers. Their pass defense, dead last right now.
Wow.
You can throw all over them. The Seahawks, you could play them, depending on what shakes out between their game this weekend. So the options are either playing the Rams, the Seahawks, if we fall to the 3 seed, or obviously the Packers, if we're the 2 seed. Sam Darnold can be a problem sometimes. Now, Sam Darnold's turnover issues come when he is pressured more so, and we did just get done talking about the Bears and their pressure rate not all that great. They can't get a ton of pressure
on the quarterback. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You get to him once or twice, and he's a quarterback that has shown in those big time moments. And he's had a great season. Like, he has. You have to give him a lot of credit. But think about the playoffs last year. Think about that Week 18 game last year, Vikings, when he was on the Vikings against the Lions, against the Rams this year. Kind of crumbled in those big time spots. So that's a red flag for me, somewhat, on the Seahawks. And then the Rams, I mean, that team, it's harder to find reasons to be a little bit more scared. They have the experience with the quarterback and Stafford and McVay. It would just be, you know, and this feels like such a lazy take, Gabe, but like a West Coast team coming to Chicago in middle of January.
Scientifically proven to affect them.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, there we go. I mean, Stafford having played in the division for so long, I think he is fine. But talk about the other players on that team. There's a whole lot more on the field. Some of those defensive players maybe don't enjoy the cold quite as much, don't like getting hit or hitting quite as much.
Yeah, I think
those types of things.
Rams defense certainly centered around finesse, right? They're a physical bunch, but you know they're you know those kinds of players. And I think the Bears handle speed up front well. I think Caleb, obviously, you know, doesn't get sacked much, is very mobile and can, you know, that gets frustrating to defensive lines when they're chasing people. Ask Micah Parsons. He said he hated the fact that he couldn't get a sack on Caleb Williams when they played him. The Rams, I think they rely heavily on their stars, whereas the Bears are a little more balanced attack. I think that's something that you can lean into them. I think the Niners, they already proven that they could score with them, right? So it's just a matter of, now that you've seen some stuff on tape, just kind of cleaning some things up. They're elite, that we do know. But when they lose, it's almost always turnover-driven, and that's what the Bears do exceptionally well. The Eagles, that's the team I'm the most worried about in the NFC. Just because, you know, they strike me as a team that they don't put as much weight on the regular season, so they didn't necessarily care that they lost to the Bears. That wasn't something that's not lingering and stinging in the background. So I would hate, and they have the championship pedigree, so that'll be tough. In terms of the game this weekend against the Lions, Dan Campbell just came out and said, Penei Sewell did not practice today. And as for playing Sunday, quote, I don't feel great about that right now. That's from X. They just put out the video.
I mean, that's a big piece.
Yeah, Penei Sewell not being there. You want to increase your pressure rate on opposing teams? Take out one of their best offensive linemen and that'll do it. But the Green Bay Packers could be out there as well, Kate. And there's some people that feel like they welcome a third meeting with the Green Bay Packers because they would love. I want to remind people, if I'm not mistaken, Sean Sears producing, correct me on this, when the Bears beat the Packers for the last game of the season, that was in 2025, right? That was
correct,
because we kept saying the Bears are undefeated against the Packers in 2020. So the Bears have already faced the Packers three times in 2025.
That's right.
And the Bears are 2-1 against the Packers in 2025 already. So this would be a fourth meeting for them in 2025, that's out there. But certain people feel good about it. Certain people are weary about it. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Mike, listening on the Odyssey app in Florida. Mike, you got some thoughts about the Bears facing Green Bay. Are you confident in that, or are you a little worried?
No, I'm very confident. I'm very confident because, like you just said, and it's what my thoughts are, is that they played them. Everybody's worried about them playing them three times this season. They played them three times this year already, and they won two of those. So, and I think that that game last January is what really made Caleb start feeling that it's confidence level. And he all he needed was a coach, and now he's got one. And I tell you what, they're going to kick butt tomorrow.
Oh,
no two ways about it.
Maybe Sunday, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
A couple days from now, but. Sunday, tomorrow, it's all the same.
They want to kick some butt tomorrow, too. It's all good, bro.
I have no problem with that. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Lewis out in Hyde Park. Lewis, we're trying to say that it doesn't matter who the Bears play. Do you agree with that statement, especially how the defense is playing?
Well, I originally called in based on your previous question when you was like, what's your thoughts on the defense?
Okay.
This defense is the worst defense in Bears history, my opinion, because they can't stop squat. If you compare this defense to last year in the red zone, the Bears defense last year had a 44% defensive efficiency, meaning they only gave up a touchdown or scoring 44% of the times. This year, 60%. When teams get in the red zone against the Bears, they score 60% of the time. That's whether at home or on the road. So I'm not confident about that defense. It is horrendous from top to bottom, man.
Okay, go ahead, Lewis.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Oh, no. I was going to give you some Bears defenses that were really bad. That's what I was going to do. 2014, Mark Trestman. Bears are giving up 30 points a game. They gave up 50 points twice. They allowed 21 points in 13 games. The 2013 Bears, same duo, Trestman and Tucker, 29.9, 31 passing touchdowns allowed. There's been some bad defenses.
There's been some very bad defenses. Yeah. I don't think you can say that this is the worst ever. I would agree.
I'm here for it, though. I'm here for it. Thanks for the call, Lewis, by the way. It's a bad defense, right? In terms of expectations, money spent on the defensive line, on the defense as a whole, not just the line, right? They've given money to Jalen Johnson. They've given money to Kyler Gordon. To Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards. These are guys they've given money to that are still playing. You know, and then when you're looking at the defensive line, right, the dollars went to Dial Dangbo, Grady Jarrett. We know that it's an expensive defense that isn't producing to the level that we want them to produce to. And I think that's what makes it stand out even more, Kate.
Yes. I lost my train of thought right as you said that, Gabe.
The good thing is this, that I have three kids and I also know what happens when I talk to my wife and she'll be like, huh? Like, you were staring right at me.
And I was staring at you.
No.
I just received a text that said Rome is officially questionable for Sunday.
Okay.
And so that was going through my mind, but I didn't want to bring that up until I confirmed it via the actual Chicago Bears putting that out.
We like soft text messages that come
soft
in.
Soft launch on Rome potentially playing.
And we could say that later.
But I think we probably saw that coming, that maybe he had a questionable tag.
I mean, listen, we talked about this earlier. I would like and prefer if Rome Odunze was on the field prior to the beginning of the playoffs. Like, give me some game where everybody's in the mix. I don't know if there's been a game this year where the Bears have been completely healthy, right? Because if you're thinking about the beginning of the year, Kyler Gordon's out. Jalen Johnson gets out after that. There's Tremaine. There's TJ. Mm-hmm. DJ misses a game. Rome's out. Colston missed a game. I mean, there hasn't been a game, I'm almost positive, where this entire 22 that was supposed to be the starters have played a game together.
I don't think they have.
This is good. Sean?
I don't think I have. No, even offensive line issues too. Like, I mean, like, what was it? Benedict had to go out and then he had to play whoever was behind him. Trapillo eventually when he became the starter. So, I mean, there's been changes all over. But I don't think they've had a single game where the slate 22 have been there.
That's why Kevin Fishman, when he says something like, it wouldn't surprise him if the Bears pulled off a perfect game in the playoffs to just advance a round.
Because
they've yet to play that, even without a full team.
They've been very sporadic in what unit decides to... Not necessarily decides to show up for the day, but just is able to have some sort of success week in and week out.
Yeah. And the Bears, you know, I think we all want them to win on Sunday just to solidify the two seed. You don't want the two seed to be handed to you. And then you lose to the Lions, and the North has been handed to you.
Uh-huh.
You know, it starts to feel that way. And then all the doubts that Bears fans have. I mean, again, Kevin Fishbane said it the best. If they lost on Sunday, I don't think it would be shocking. Not this Sunday. I'm talking about the first week of the playoffs.
No.
It wouldn't be shocking. You'd be sad. You'd be down and out. But it wouldn't be shocking. And equally as lackluster. Like, you wouldn't be shocked if the Bears made the Super Bowl, because you can envision a stretch of games where the Bears just bore you to death and win at the very end.
Bore you to death, win at the end, Gabe. I mean, those are the exciting games. Well, it would be nice to not have those games in the playoff and just
win. You want
a
boring game.
And just win convincingly.
I remember saying that in 06 when the Bears were in the Super Bowl after Devin Hester scored the touchdown and the kickoff. And I just thought to myself, I that was enough excitement for me. Yeah. Can the rest of the game just be boring? But I would love a snooze fest, but that didn't happen. All right. Let's see. When we come back, we are going to get an opportunity to continue this thing, because we got another segment before we hand it over to Judson Richards and Anthony Heron. But I do want to remind you guys that in the midst of all the games leading up to the playoffs and the college football playoffs happening out there, there's another big game happening on Monday. The Illinois State Redbirds will play for the FCS National Championship for just the second time in program history. Was the first time when Grody was playing quarterback for them? Maybe not. When they take on Montana State, you can join the Score and Mark Grody at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst for an official ISU watch party starting at 6 p.m. to cheer on the Redbirds. Again, that's happening Monday at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst. Make sure
that you guys are there. Did Grody really play quarterback for ISU?
No, he's in the Hall of Fame at ISU, though. He's just there because he's Grody and he's amazing. Is there another reason? He didn't play sports for...
No. He just attended.
Did he play badminton at ISU?
I think club badminton.
That's pretty cool. That's actually cooler than playing quarterback.
I don't know.
Former clarinet player Mark Grody. Yeah, he's a man of many talents.
Damn. See, at least I was being funny. You were being for real. You're dropping real facts on Mark Grody there.
I made the mistake of assuming that the clarinet was a stepping like instrument to the saxophone, and Mark gave me probably a 10-minute conversation about how wrong I was.
Grody is going to be mad at us for doing this right as we're doing it.
Tell Dave to say hi, Mark.
All right. Coming up next, you know, for those of you that don't know, Kate and I hosted a gambling show for many a years. And that's why the chemistry that you hear come oozing out of the radio is not, unfortunately, just natural on our first time hanging out.
Yeah.
This has worked over years. But what we do well is give out winners. That's one thing we were known for on our show on the BetQL Network, is that we would give out winners. So when we come back, Sean has 5 bets that could be placed for this Bears game against the Lions. So we'll get a chance to dissect the game a little bit more. But if you're interested in some money, specifically as to whether or not Caleb Williams will hit his over-under on passing yards, we'll give you the number and our opinions on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It is Gabe Ramirez. It is Kate Constable filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score.
I am the smartest man alive!
Sean Sears talking about himself as he does the intros to the... That's something else, bro. I've heard of narcissism, but that is wild.
He's not wrong. Sean's smart.
Sean is smart.
Look at the show he just put together.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
He did go to,
I'm new here. I got to say those things.
Did go to ISU. So
oh, I forgot I'm about that part.
Oh, wow. I was going to say
the
smart.
The other ISU, actually.
The other one. Iowa State.
Not the cool one like Mark Roddy.
It's all right. It is Gabe Ramirez. That is me. She is Kate Constable. We are hanging out with you guys, of course, on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday. Presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Man, that was fast. Filling in for... They got a cake job. 4 hours is
yeah,
cake.
Yeah, that's nice.
What are they doing?
Flown by.
You know what I'm saying? The real work comes up next. I guess they got 4 hours too, but you know, we'll be joined by Judson Richards in just a second for a bit of transition. But we've been talking about this game. Try to put a positive spin on Bears' lines. A lot of people have been being Debbie Downers. I feel like, dude, they're 11-5. They're going to the playoffs. Like, this is good. Why am I feeling so? Why am I speaking so negatively about this team or having to listen to that? So, our last little bit of positivity. Kate and I, we used to host a gambling show for several years together weekly, and so we thought it would be fitting to end the show. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of a little throwback.
Yeah, why
Kate,
not?
You know, you still making money
out there?
Make
the people some money.
You still making money on the apps?
We're trying. Whatever? We're trying.
I'm curious. I know what your units are. I'm big over there. All right. What you got for me over there, Sean? What's the first bet you got for me?
So, Bears-Lions over under 50 points in total for the game.
Now, it's interesting because, you know, when I saw the over under for the 49ers, I thought, you know, when you see games like that, you should bet the under because both teams are going to be playing. But then you're watching the game and you're like, duh. Why didn't I bet right. the over? Two teams, bad defenses. This makes sense. And so I'm going to go with the same logic there that I think it's two teams that are going to put up a lot of points. 50 doesn't seem like a ton to me, so I'm going to bet the over there. Kate, what you got?
I'm going with the over as well. You mentioned the defenses. We just spent a lot of time talking about them. I mean, for both teams, not great. And if Caleb Williams is going for this passing yard record, 4,000 this week. You might be airing the ball out a lot.
Not a lot of Cairo Santos.
Yeah,
out
I think
there.
You might be going for some touchdowns more so than the field goals here. Yeah, we're going over.
I love the over.
Okay, next one here. Money line here for the Bears. The Bears at -154, Lions at +130. The Bears have been favored on the money line 6 times this season and won all those games. Ooh,
I love that. That's a great nugget right there. Bears -154. It seems obvious.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
But we've been saying this all game. I don't think if the Bears play the Lions 10 times that they win 10 out of 10. And 154, that is a little long, a little stretchy for the money right there. Lions at +130, I still don't think that's enough juice on the other side. But, of course, I'm taking the Bears. I think this is not, you know, without question.
Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, if we're confident that the Bears win this game, I know it could end up being close, but, like...
Take the three. I knew you were
right?
Gonna say
Why
that.
Not? Take you get a three. Much better price. You don't have to lay the juice. And Bears can, obviously, if they're covering the three, they're winning the game.
Right. If you might just get to the 2.5 and give you some more stuff. All right, third bet. What you got for me?
So, Caleb Williams, over under 228.5 passing yards. He does need, I think, 270 to break the 4,000. I think it's 108 to break the Bears' single season record.
All right. So, Kate, you and I often talk about this. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable here on 670. The score. We often talk about this where Vegas is telling you a story,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like, what story are you telling me if he's averaging 233, his over-under is set at 228, and he needs 270 to break 4K?
Over.
Is that the story you're telling me, or are you baiting me? You're baiting me into taking two. Like, you know he's not going to throw
that. The story is that he's not hitting 4,000. Right. That's what the books are telling you.
That's what the books are telling you.
Especially when you consider the deficiencies in the Lions secondary
and just
what that could look like.
And everything else that could happen, right? They could take guys out of the game. Yep. They could sit Caleb in the second half if they're up a ton. Like, there's things that could happen. And you heard Ben Johnson say it's an arbitrary number. It does not matter. He's like, right. I bet a lot of teams haven't had a 5,000-yard passer.
So here's a workaround for you, Gabe.
Okay.
The number's not out yet, and it likely won't be until Sunday. See if you could get like a first half passing yard.
Oh, my God. I love that bet.
And as I'm saying that out loud, I don't know if I've ever bet one of those, but I would imagine there's going to be a number for that, especially with this record being in reach. But like, Caleb could throw a bunch in the first half, and you don't have to worry about if Ben Johnson takes him out in the fourth quarter, sits him, anything like that.
And you also want to think about maybe who's going to be the recipient of those passes, right? And think about some overs there. All right, we got two more. What you got for me, Sean?
All right, so Bears have hit the second half money line in 11 of their 17 games. Do we see them doing that against the Lions?
I would be careful with that one.
Yeah, I'm fading that one. I don't even want to bet that. I don't want to bet second half anything. Matter of fact,
in
a week 18 game, second half, so let's just
sneaky,
stay away.
Sneaky. All right, last one. What you got from Sean?
I've got two prop bets here. I've got Colston Loveland has hit receptions on 9 of his 12 games here. Are you expecting him to do something like that? As well as Luther Burden has hit his longest reception of 8 or over that reception over in the last 8 of 10 games. Do you see either one of those guys?
Luther Burden, having Luther Burden back at the practice has been good. I'm gonna go check out his prop bets right now for what his catches are.
I think you could go with either of those two. I think Loveland. I mean, I told you earlier on the show. I think 5 years from now he might be the best rookie the Bears drafted out of this class. And you look at his snap count, his percentage over the last couple of games, like. The ball's going towards him more than it is Cole Kmet.
Okay.
I think Colston Loveland going over his passing, his receptions.
Luther Burden gets you 5 catches is where he's at right now. You think he'll get that? Luther Burden?
Yeah.
No Roma
Dunze? I would go over his longest reception.
Colston Loveland's about the same too, about 4.5.
So rather than the catches, because he could do that and, you know, 2 targets. He takes one of those 20 yards.
It goes back to the, is Caleb playing in the second half? And the 4.5, you know, nobody, this is tough. This is where we're going to make the money. All right, we're going to talk about it a little bit more during the break, but the answer is Luther Burden, yes. Colston Loveland, yes. And then Caleb Williams, under 228. That's a dirty bet.
That is a dirty bet.
All right, I'm going to discuss it some more. All right, we got some transition coming up in just a second. Kate, you're going to hang out for one more for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'll transition with Justin Richards. We'll get his thoughts as we head into the weekend. Lions versus Bears. Does he think the defense is good enough to take the Bears where they need to go? We will have him join right after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody right here on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.